Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Back on the Fan, but Ingle and Robertson at midday, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. Joining us right now, a good buddy, number 88 of the New York Jets, had his best game as a Jet on Sunday against the Miami Dolphins, and of course that's Ty Montgomery, and he's brought to you by Winters Brothers, Long Island's number one choice for waste removal and recycling services. Ty, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing really well, especially after a win, beating the Dolphins.
Yep.
That's huge, right?
No, that was good. It was no doubt about it. I mean, it was a weird kind of game. Let me before we get into you, because you had some big plays in this game, can I get on you for one play that really ticked me off that you did in this game? You ready?
Yeah.
Because I love you, but you know me, I got to look for the negative. So yeah. On the series that ends with you guys getting stopped on 4th and 1, okay?
Yeah.
All right, the first play, you run for 9 yards. Now you got a 2nd and 1, and I'm saying, okay, let's run the ball again. So, okay, the brilliant coach actually does run the ball again. He gives the ball to you, and then you have the first down. If you just go straight, you have the first down, you know, easily. But you decided to be cute, and I'm going to cut it to the outside and try to get to the end zone, and you didn't get it. Now, is that fair that I said that? Was that your thought process, or am I crazy saying that?
I wasn't thinking I was going to be cute, but I will say I got greedy.
I ran that run scheme
before, and defenses at times will lose contain on that run scheme, and they were really closing in heavy on the inside. And I'm thinking 2nd and 1, you know, we're in 4-down territory. We're going to go for it. And when I saw him lose contain, I tried to get it to the outside. I wanted to score. You know, in my mind, I'm like, I don't know when I'm going to touch the ball again. So I was like, man, I tried to score thinking, you know, we were going to have another chance and we were going to get it. And I should have just went and got the first. Just took the yards over there.
Well, they also had an opportunity, though, you guys, on 3rd and 1 when Sam missed Jamison Crowder.
Right. Yep.
And then Bilal got stopped on 4th and 1.
Yep.
So even after that, there were still two opportunities to convert on that first down.
Yeah. Yeah, I took a risk. I decided to take a chance, got greedy since we had a 9-yard run on first down.
Right.
I tried to hit the home run on 2nd down, and I should have got the first.
Are you sore? I mean, think about it. The ball was in your hands a hell of a lot more than it had been all season long. You were a part of this game plan. Joe touched on it. He made some big plays in this game, especially setting up the game-winning field goal. Was there a different feeling waking up Monday morning after actually getting the ball in your hands a lot?
I'm not gonna lie, a little bit, but I think my body is calloused up now, so I think I'm good.
You're gonna be right for Thursday. You're all good to go with the short week on Thursday, right?
Yeah, I better be. I mean, it's always tough with this short week. I mean, it's kind of crazy, you know, what we do. You know, some guys it takes 2 or 3 days before, you know, fully recover. And this short week, I mean, it's nuts. I know it's great to get that extra game in, especially great for the fans and everything, but this short week is really, really hard on our bodies, but I should be good to go.
As big as the overturn of the non-pass interference was, obviously keeping the game going instead of there being a 4th and 17, the play right after that with you was huge.
Huge
12-yard gain,
no
set
doubt.
Up the game-winning field goal. Did you guys almost benefit? Obviously, the overturn is huge, but you basically got a free timeout out of the whole thing. I mean, Adam had used the 3 timeouts as you guys stopped Miami and held them to a field goal. So you got probably 2.5-3 minutes to kind of rest, relax, and get a play ready.
Yeah. I mean, it benefited us in more ways than one. You know, obviously, it not being 4th and forever. But at the same time, you know, we'll get in the first down and get in the timeout. It benefited us in more ways than one. That rule change, that's huge. And it can, it can definitely hurt you as much as it can help you. Speaking of pass interference and something being called back, I was a little taken back. If I used the correct word, I was pretty upset about Joe Burge's pick six being called back.
Oh, please. That was a brutal, brutal call. I mean, if he touched this guy, you got to be kidding me. And I got to tell you this, too, because I hate the officiating, Ty. I hate it. I hate all officials. I hate them all. I can't stand any of them. I can't stand them all. I don't trust any of them. I can't stand them. It almost looked like the guy threw the flag once he realized Burgess made the pick, because it was 16-6 at that point. You know, you get that pick there, who knows? You might have blew them out. I mean, who knows?
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
I don't think it wouldn't have been down. A touchdown, because he was touched. He definitely was touched. It wouldn't have been a touchdown. But it almost was like the flag came out after he saw the interception happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah. A few of us on the sideline were thinking it looked as if the flag came out after he got up off the ground and started running, which is pretty late to call a defensive holding. I mean, it's like, oh, this guy might score. Go ahead and throw this flag real quick.
Yep, that's what it looked like. And he barely touched him. I can tell you right now, he barely touched Burgess on the play.
Did you guys have a good view of that on the sideline?
Yeah, I mean, I thought we did. I was standing right in front of the ref, and I saw the flag come out of the corner of my eye, and I'm like, wait a minute, he's already running. You know, did somebody hold on the return? Like, I didn't understand what was happening. But, you know, that kind of seemed to be a theme of the game on defense. You know, I felt bad for those guys. It was just, you know, it seemed like every third down, every critical stop or critical play.
Yep.
I shouldn't say every, you know, I don't want to be pessimistic because those guys still play well, but it seemed like a lot of times the Dolphins' offensive drives kept going because of penalties.
Well, there were five penalties in the game, all on the defense. One was a face mask penalty on Quinnen Williams, which was clearly a face mask. I mean, the guy finally makes a play. Can he, you know, does he have to grab the guy's face mask? That definitely was. There were two penalties on Burgess. I thought both of them were bogus calls. The one on the interception for the hold, and then one on a defenseless receiver, which I thought was not. Then there was
nobody even hit him in the head.
No kidding.
That was crazy.
Tell me about it. Then there was a bad pass interference call on Blaise Austin, which I thought was a bad call.
And the receiver hugged him.
Right, exactly right. And then there was a roughing the passer on Nathan Shepard where he hits Fitzpatrick as he's releasing the ball. And I'm like, oh, he didn't hit him in the head. How do you throw a flag there? So there you go. So those are the five penalties. I remember everything, Ty. Okay? These things stick with me for my life. And how about the fact that you guys, after a couple bad penalties really basically cost you the game against Cincinnati, not one penalty on the offense in this game. How about that?
That's great. That was great for us to play disciplined football. And it ended up working out because we couldn't afford any with a game that close.
Yep.
I didn't think the quarterback was great in this game, but he had the ball in his hands, minute and a half to go, just needing to drive, you know, 50 yards, 60 yards to kick that field goal. What was the confidence in that huddle as you guys got the ball back down by 2 minute and a half to go?
He was very confident. You know, he wasn't overly confident, but he didn't seem to be flustered at all. He didn't seem to be worried about anything. And I love the way the drive started. I believe the drive started with Vincent Smith's catch.
Yep.
I think it was a cat blitz, maybe, because it looked like Sam was throwing hot. And good thing he's got an arm, because that was really close to being the end of the game. And Vincent made a great catch and ran up the sideline using his speed. So it was a great start. That's what you need on 2 minute drives. You always want that one explosive gain to get the drive going, and we were able to get it on the first play.
And I tell you, but let me say this though: I was not too happy when Sam took that sack on second down, and at that point, and he didn't get sacked the whole game till then. And at that point, I said, "This is it; they lost." I got to tell you, I mean, when he took the sack on second down, I'm like, "Game's over; they lost." That was my thought process. How could it not be, Ty?
3rd and 17.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you were wrong about that one.
Yes, and I got to tell you this too: I had no faith that the kicker was making a kick. I said this would be so jet-like. Okay, they get the overturn call for the pass interference. Ty makes a real nice play to set up the, you know, now at least you're in legitimate field goal range. And I'm like, this kicker's going to miss the kick. And he made it. God bless him.
That should calm all your, all the issues you were having with kicking and your problems you have with Sam, huh?
Sam Ficken you're talking about?
No, because
what Sam are you talking about? Ficken or Donald?
Ficken.
Well, no, because I think the next time he lines up, there's going to be that same nervousness.
I mean, he missed an extra point in this game. It wasn't him because it was a bad snap. But, I mean, you know, anytime he lines up for a kick, I'm nervous. Anytime. I got to tell you.
The truth is, Ty, if your name isn't Justin Tucker, I think everybody's nervous about every kicker these days. You know?
That's pretty true.
Yeah, that makes sense.
What is your thought on the fact that Le'Veon Bell has the flu? He's not around the team. He's not playing. And now it has come out. I'm not even sure you're aware of this, that the night before the game, he's out bowling till 1 a.m. Is that a bad look in your mind?
Oh, was he really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I didn't know that. But, I mean, honestly, the way I look at it is, I mean, I wouldn't have been up that late. But the way I look at it is, if he was feeling better, I mean, he wasn't supposed to be around the team. You don't want to get anyone else sick. You know, he's still a human being. He's still a man. He should be allowed to hang out with his friends and family if that's what he chooses to do.
Well, the sense I get is that the coach doesn't like him. The coach didn't want him. The coach doesn't want to use him. And that's the sense I get, Joe gets, I think a lot of Jet fans get.
Yeah, and let me just, to back that up, I felt that he was trying to prove a point that he could, because you guys ran the ball probably more than you did all year, and it was you and Bilal, and you guys ran, I think, for about 112, 115 yards in the game, and it was almost like he's trying to make the point, you know what? I'm going to run the ball because I don't need Le'Veon Bell to run the ball. I mean, that's the feeling I got in this game, Ty, I got to tell you.
I don't know. I'm not in the room when those conversations are happening. I don't call the plays, so I don't know, but I'm glad we won.
Oh,
it was
a
close one. I'm glad we won.
Yeah. No, we're always happy to win games, Ty. You know that?
No question.
Doesn't happen a lot.
What about the challenge of this week? You mentioned earlier it's the short week, so physically it's difficult. You're facing a team that I think everybody universally agrees right now is the best team in the NFL, and the Baltimore Ravens. How about the challenge of Thursday night ahead of you guys?
It's definitely going to be a challenge. I mean, the Ravens are playing good complementary football in all three phases, special teams, offense, obviously defense as well. They've historically have always been known for having a great defense. They're really good up front on defense, and they're doing some really good things in the back end. They have some veterans that are playing really well in the secondary as well. So it's going to be a good test for us. It's going to be a good test for us, and I think everyone is up for the challenge.
Now has Gaze told you that you're going to be a bigger, like we saw Sunday, like a bigger part now of your offense going forward over the last three games of the season?
No, I haven't heard anything, and I'm treating this game like I've treated every other game. I'm going in ready to do anything and whatever is asked of me.
Hmm. This is a weird question, but I've thought about this. Have you ever had a conversation with Adam Gase not related to football? Like, has he ever come over and said, hey, Ty, how's life?
Right.
Like, does he ever talk to him?
He's a very smart guy. So, I mean, I don't know. Does he?
Occasionally, more towards the beginning of the season. I guess, like, off season and, you know, maybe early in training camp. But then once football hits, you know, he's a new head coach and, you know, new management coming in. So he's got a lot on his plate. So I've kind of tried to stay out of his way.
Mm. He just seems not really like a human being. That's just the impression I get.
Yeah.
He just seems like a robot. Right.
There is a very robotic feel to the guy. Yeah. You know what I mean? He does smile occasionally,
he's definitely
right?
He's more human than what I've experienced. He's got no problem letting you know when he's got an issue with something or when he's excited about something.
Really? Well, we have no issue either letting him know when we have a problem.
As we do every week, you know? And he actually admitted, how about the fact, I couldn't believe after the game, he admitted he actually made some bad calls in his game. How about that? I couldn't believe it.
Sounds human to me.
Well, yeah. I don't want him to be human. I just want him to be a coach that can win me a Super Bowl. You know what I mean, Ty? That's all I care about at this point.
I think we'll get there. Baby steps. Baby steps.
Yeah, baby.
They're very baby.
Yeah. Don't even get me started. Right?
Microscopic.
Now, you guys, what's the practice schedule this week? You guys practicing today? What are you doing?
We're actually going in late. You know, this is the first time. It's my fifth year in the league. And, you know, for the Thursday night game, we're actually doing, like, this night schedule thing. So we didn't get out until almost, like, 9:30. Almost 10 o'clock last night for some guys. So
you're practicing late? What time is practice start today?
Honestly, I don't even know. I just know what time I'm supposed to be there.
Oh, I see. I get it.
Well, hopefully it works.
Yeah, I mean, we hope it works. No doubt about it. Absolutely.
Well, congrats, man. You had a hell of a game.
Yeah, it was good to see you have a big game and be a big factor in the win, Ty. I got to tell you that. And hopefully we see more of that going forward. You know, I'm waiting. Here's what I'm waiting for, Ty. The 100-yard kick return for a touchdown. Oh. And you know what's going to happen when he does it.
Could be called back.
Right. Some idiot, some idiot will have like a bogus illegal block in the back that's like barely is. You know what I mean?
Hey, don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby. No.
You actually had a couple kick returns and it was no penalties. I didn't know what to do. I'm like, what?
Look, baby steps. Now, the next step is we get an explosive one. No problem. Yeah.
I mean, the kick returns got you basically to where a touchback would. 25, right, 26 right, yard line. Right. Which, hey, is better than taking it back to the 15. Right, so right. I give you credit.
Or getting the penalty and now you're on the 5.
That is
true. You know, which has happened a lot this year. There's no doubt about that. Well, Ty, if you win this game this week, I would be because I honestly, I see no way you guys win this week. So if that ever happened, maybe Lamar decides he don't want to play. I don't know. But if that ever happened, boy, how we even though we're not going to the playoffs this year, I would be delirious if you ever beat Baltimore. I got to tell you,
this would make the season for you, huh?
Well, I look at it this way: you got 3 games left. All of them are against teams that are going to be in the playoffs. It looks like, or are trying to get there. So you got them, then you got Pittsburgh next week, okay, at home, and then you got the Bills, and they haven't clinched anything either yet in Buffalo. So, you're playing 3 good teams, so at least I think that's good. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it is good. It'll be good, really good test for us, and, we finish out the season strong, come away with some wins. I think we'll be happy with that. We can't change anything in the past, but we can try to make the most of what's coming, so.
Get it done,
Ty, and congratulations again on a nice big role in a winning a game you won. You know what I mean, bro?
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you, Ty. Ty Montgomery, the New York Jets.
All the love, Ty.
Big victory, and now they head to Baltimore to take on the Ravens. Midday show, Benigno and Roberts coming right back. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.